Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It hurts me less and less to hear that every time, but it still does hurt every time
I spent a lot of time with Marco the
first couple
years here at the radio station, so we created this bond.
Right, and I would argue that you've now spent more time with us at this radio station, and I feel like our bond should be stronger.
It's strong, just not as strong.
Yeah.
That's my dog! That's right. You know, you never forget your first.
Also, thanks this morning to Paul Nanos, who preceded us on most of the stations here across CBS Sports Radio because he kept the studio at an acceptable temperature.
Yeah,
it is often hot when we walk in here at 6 a.m., but today it's nice and cool. Actually, it might be too cold, but I prefer this to the sweat box that normally precedes us.
As I was telling you, you would call that when you're getting treatment in the training room, contrast.
Yeah.
You go hot to cold, cold to hot. To deal with certain injuries, and so that's what we've had this week. Yeah, from the hot box, as they say in the rap world, to the cold tub.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot to get to before we are done on this Friday morning. Tiger Woods does or does not have a girlfriend. Michael Vick is not getting any from his wife.
blame her.
It's a different Kaepernick protest going on in the Vick house. Make your own sushi with AJ McCarron. There's a missing cat, which has Mike all in.
Not just, Leon.
No.
Leon's safe.
No.
Okay, cool.
Leon was eating lobster last night while this cat was looking for a home. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Uh-oh.
And Liguori will check in the middle of hour number two for the latest on day two at the PGA Championship. And A.J. Hawk will join us, SiriusXM college football analyst and the host of the HawkCast podcast. He's on the show to kick off hour number three. But we begin with the panic that is NFL preseason action, craziness, paranoia. The QB controversy turned up to 114 in Chicago because in preseason game number one, Mike Glennon was terrible and Mitchell Trubisky was not. So here we go, Bears fans. It is August 11th, and you have no idea what's happening under center for your team.
Well, what's disheartening about all of this, and first of all, let's pump our brakes. First preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky looked pretty good in the first preseason game.
Yes.
He looked damn good first preseason game. Moved around, looked comfortable, evaded pressure, all that stuff. But as we said yesterday, we were talking about certain quarterbacks. You're going up against bland defenses, nondescript defenses. They're not game plan or anything like that. And preseason is one speed. Once you get into that regular season, it's a whole different animal. Just like going from college to the pro game or high school to the college game, the speed ratchets it up. And it will happen here as well. Preseason, certain tempo. You get that first regular season game, you're going to see a whole different ball game. Everything's going to be flying at you. But it seems here at first look that Mitch Trubisky has slowed things down to a certain extent, and he's utilizing his athleticism, and he made some damn good plays on the move. So he looked the part. Now, Mike Glennon, everyone anointed Mike Glennon the second coming when he came out of North Carolina State. Everyone, including his former coach Tom O'Brien, thought he was going to be the man. That's why they disrespected Russell Wilson. So he took his ball and went to Wisconsin and led them to a Big Ten championship. So it's interesting that everyone's given this Mike Glennon cat so many chances. He's 6-9, I believe, or 3-6. He was upside down, either way you look at it, as far as his record as a starter there in Tampa Bay. So he gets $15 million to go to Chicago, and he had done a damn thing. But yet, Colin Kaepernick sits on the sideline, a guy who's got his team to the Super Bowl, on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl, a yard away from winning a Super Bowl. But he can't get a damn job because people don't believe in the protest that he's taking a stand against. So Mike Glennon gets all these shots, and he looked horrible last night. Now, here's a guy who's been in the league for a minute. You should look much better than a rookie, and you got to – they draft a guy at your position. Yes, they gave you $15 million. That'll give you some comfort.
Yeah.
That'll give you some comfort. Okay, gave me $15 million. I'm the man. They're saying, this is your team. At least for now, here's $15 million. to show you that we love you. We're not just telling you we love you. We're going to show you we love you by giving you a $15 million check. Here you go. We love you. Go out there and play because you've been in the league 4 or 5 years now. What does he do? Look like poop. That's what he did. And he's going up against these same bland defenses he sees. He's had more practice at the NFL level than this rookie had. And he looked like poop.
Yeah, Jim Miller, a good buddy of mine, is doing the color on that game last night for the Chicago Bears TV. And after the pick six that Chris Harris brought back, Jim went through the things the receiver didn't do on that play, where he didn't run Harris, the cornerback, off the play enough, so Harris shouldn't have been where he was to make the pick. But there were a lot of white Bronco jerseys all around one Bear receiver. And I would think that Glennon should see that Harris is still in the picture and not make that throw. I mean, it wasn't a good throw. 2 for 8 overall, 20 yards. I don't believe at all in QB rating. It's just funny to me that his rating was 0 last night and 0.0 in this game. Now, the comforting thing, I guess, on top of that paycheck from Mike Glennon is that John Fox, and immediately after the game, our depth chart at quarterback does not change because of this whatsoever. Glennon has been named their starter at least for week one. And even Mitch Trubisky said, I know I was good,
true. This is right.
It's a game.
That's why I said pump your brakes. It's game one in preseason. A lot can happen in the rest of these games. That's all it is, game one. Hey, you took some steps forward. You look pretty good. Let's see if we can build upon that. That's what you're looking at, but you do find some solace in the fact that the guy looked like he belonged. He didn't look like he was over his head. And so that's number one. Number two, let's see if we can build some consistency off of that one performance. But you have to scratch your head at a guy who's been in the league. Mikey B, how long has he been in the league? My computer's not working. How long has Glennon been in the league? 4 years now? I mean, a guy's been in the league as long as he has. And who's had starts in this league, who's seen regular season action. You've seen regular season action. You know, you look like that in preseason after you've been out there when it's live and it counts. And then he's going into year four. Thank you. And you look like that going up against bland defenses? Nah. Something's amiss.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't lost his job yet. But he didn't get off on a good foot.
No, I will give him this. The Bears helmet is more flattering to his tiny head than the Bucks helmet was. I don't know if you remember how bizarre that used to look. Now, he's a guy that I've always wondered, because that first year in 2013, he wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible either. He threw for 19 touchdowns, just 9 picks, a sub-60 completion percentage, which is not great. And then he kind of disappeared. I mean, they changed quarterbacks. He wasn't healthy. And a lot of times, for some reason, Matt Schaub always came back into my head thinking about Mike Glennon, how badly teams wanted Matt Schaub off the Falcons roster when he was the backup in Atlanta.
How badly they wanted him off the Texans roster.
Well, after he played. But, there was never a huge, let me trade with the Bucks from Mike Glennon. When teams were searching for quarterbacks, they took 4 different Brady backups, and you never heard about Glennon. And when I asked around, the perception of Glennon around the NFL, and it may be true, it may be not, is that he was soft. That people just didn't think that he was tough. And they didn't know that he could stand in there and be the guy physically tough on the field. And then all of a sudden the Bears go, we'll take him and give him a ton of money and say he's their starter, then move up, take Trubisky, and not just take Trubisky, but Glennon's at their draft party as his future comes crashing down like 72 hours after he gets a new future in Chicago. It was so awkward. And as you said, it's the Bronco defense. That's a good defense. And a lot of their regular guys played in that game last night. Chris Harris, is one of the best defensive backs in the NFL.
True.
So there's no full-on shame in not playing well against Denver. But, right out of the gate, when things are so tedious already, to have that kind of performance, and then Trubisky comes in and leads a 2-minute drill into the end zone right before halftime, this is a worst-case scenario almost for Glennon right now.
There's no reason to burn down the facility just yet, and you would hope that this guy would play like he did. from the Bears standpoint, you would hope that your number one pick, Trubisky, was he number two overall?
Number two overall.
Right after Myles Garrett. You would hope he performs like that. They feel vindicated because everyone's like, you're going to take him that high? Really? He's only played one season of college ball. I know he threw 40 touchdowns, maybe two, three picks. That's it. But one season of college ball, remember poking all these holes in his game? And he comes out and he plays that well in his first preseason game. So they feel vindicated there in that scouting department, the GM, everyone. They're at Hallis Hall. They're like, we told you. That was the reason we picked it. But that's just one game. So they need to pump their brakes, too. Everything you saw that was positive, great. And I'm sure when you scour that film, there'll be things that Trubisky will notice, his coaches will notice, that he needs to work on, of course, because cake is not baked just yet. But they have to feel some vindication because they picked him number two, and everyone was questioning that. Not everyone, but a lot of people were, because the guy had a small sample size. So, one, you're disheartened that your starter, a guy you just gave 15 large to, couldn't figure out a bland defense, even if it is the Denver Broncos defense. In those games, you just pin your ears back and get off on the snap. That's it. You're going to run maybe cover two, cover three, basic coverages. That's it. Maybe man every now and then. If you're going to run a blitz, it's a simple blitz. Bring the mic, bring the wheel. That's nothing more exotic than that. Bland football. And here's a guy that's been in the league now going into his fourth year. You can't pick that up.
QB Bisaglia, who's the mic?
From yesterday's show, right?
53?
Mike, I had one of those stuttering situations in the game once. We were playing the Rams in St. Louis. Jerome Bettis and those guys, they came out some funky formation. I had never seen this formation in my life. It was like three tight ends on one side and one tight end on the other side. And you close call is the strength of the defense, right? You set your defense to the strength of the offense as far as the running formation. And I just screwed it. And it was so funny. After a game or a couple days later, the guys on the team were just making so much fun of me. And I deserved it. I was I don't know where they're closing.
Just run.
Oh, man, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time. And I can see it like it was yesterday. Because sometimes they'll come out in some formation and it just blow your mind. So none of that was going on last night, though.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. That's bare bones football.
Well, I've told you this story before. Before coming here, working in satellite radio, I would host a lot of shows with Imani Toomer, former Giant wide receiver. And he told a story. The very first Eli Manning game was in Baltimore. He came in for an injured Kurt Warner, and he didn't know who the mic was. He just couldn't get the Giants at the line. And Imani said those guys were laughing in his face across the line of scrimmage, yelling back and forth. He doesn't know where the mic is. Like, just mocking Manning.
Who was the quarterback? Oh, Eli, yeah.
And he's got the doofy Eli look going on, and he's 11 years old, and he's coming off the sideline first game, and he couldn't identify anything about their formation, and they were laughing like hyenas on the other side of the line of scrimmage, just mocking him in the middle of an NFL game for being lost.
No, was this a live game?
It was like week five.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I always tell the story when we were taking the Dolphins on, and this is preseason. This is how cozy and simple preseason is, especially if you're a veteran. So we're at the line of scrimmage, and Howie Long and Dan Marino are having a conversation. Here I am, a snotty-nosed rookie. I'm all fired up, fingers taped, like it's a regular season game. We're in trying to knock the snot out of somebody.
Yeah.
And Howie and Marino just talking like you and I are talking. It's like, what's going on here? It was a trip, man. Yeah. And that's preseason football for you, though. And all Miami ran in that ballgame with ISOs. They run straight at you. No crazy exotic stuff once again. And you find out if you can play basic football. That's it. So that's not a good look for Mike Glennon last night. Great first step for Trubisky, but we'll see how it plays out for these next three preseason games.
Myles Garrett looked good for the Browns in his debut. So did DeShone Kizer. He came in, did he come in late in the second quarter, late in the second half?
Yeah.
Either way, two touchdown passes, a couple of other nice throws in there. The second touchdown pass was the game winner on fourth down, 45 yards, 152 to go. Moved well, seemed to field things pretty well. Again, it's all with a grain of salt. The context is important. He's playing against second, third, fourth stringers. But you saw him throw the football well down the field and get into the end zone. And again, you know, the Browns are slowly gaining this momentum. Not this year and maybe not next year. But maybe the right pieces are finally starting to be in place in Cleveland.
It better be this year. They better show some more than some green shoots. They need to start winning now because, as you know, especially with the Browns and all the turnover they've had, you need to see some positivity right now because you may not be guaranteed the rest of this season and definitely not next season. So Kaiser came in. There's been questions about him picking up the offense and being comfortable in the offense and having a rhythm. And he came out and stumbled at first. But, yes, he looked much better late in the ball game and led the team on some touchdown drives. And that's what you want to see. You want to see that progress. You want to see things slow down for these guys because you get out there and you're thinking way too much. You're trying way too hard, having been there and done that. And you just have to try to slow it down. And once you figure it out, once that light goes on and you're comfortable and you're down with the speed and you know what the hell you're doing and the coach calls a play and you don't have to sit there and deliberate in your own mind for too long, once you figure that out, you go play ball. And it's just like playing at any other level at that point. But it's just getting to that particular situation, having that epiphany, if you will. And once you get there, it is cool. And that's a cool feeling to have. Once that light goes on and you know what the hell you're doing, I got this.
We are here for you, for your overreactions. They are welcome after one drive, one preseason game, 855-212-4227.
Trubisky is the new Jim McMahon. No?
I'll take
too
it.
Too soon?
Going to be the new Eric Kramer, at least? Can we settle for that?
Oh, heck no.
A.J. Hawk is on the show this morning, as is Ann Liguori. When we come back, A.J. McCarron, still a Bengal, and apparently a brand new sushi chef, plus Brian's best friend Marco is here as well on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Guns N' Roses are coming to a town near you. Listen to Tiki and Tierney for your chance to win tickets exclusively on CBS Sports Radio.
The Red Sox and the free-falling Yankees begin a series tonight, 7:05 Eastern at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, NY.
Red Sox visiting the Yankees for the first of 10 meetings in 24 days.
24.
Cuatro días. Boston, 4.5 game lead over New York for first in the AL East. And Yankees right now hold the first place spot in the AL wild card, but they can't hit the ball with their runners on base. God, killing me.
Is 4.5 games out a lot?
Yeah,
I'm not good with numbers. Is that a lot?
It's
is that a big
lot.
Hole?
No, that's a lot.
No, that is? Okay.
Yeah.
You all right?
No.
I didn't think so. Got
most
your angry glasses
runners
on.
Left on base of any Major League Baseball team.
Ever in the history of baseball.
That's what it feels like. That is not funny. Damn, Mets fan. It's not funny at all.
He struck out.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. 26, 27
again,
straight game.
Aaron Judge.
Strikeout. Call, man. Bunt the ball or something. Damn it. Marco feels my pain. Don't you, Marco?
Unfortunately. You feel better, Bogus? You threw paper at me now.
No, I don't.
Feel better, Fredo?
Oh, I wasn't throwing it at you.
Yeah.
I was trying to throw it that way, my bad.
Once again.
I would never throw at you. Ever. Never.
It's
ever.
A really good thing that you weren't a baseball player because you have negative aim, even with your new fancy glasses.
I was
on.
A baseball player, homie. I had, well, you're right. I had horrible arm, rag arm.
All right. Thank you.
I told you my warm up story. My first year of baseball in high school,
and
my head coach. He was also my position coach. Then became my head football coach, and it's like a pops to me, Coach Lee. So he's the baseball coach, and we're warming up. We're taking infield before a game. And I'm throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat. And he just eviscerates me. He just goes off like Nick Saban. Coach Lee was like Nick Saban on Lane Kiffin. It's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time. You know, you 15-year-old kid, your baseball coach is reading you the riot act. But you're right. I had a rag arm, man. I couldn't. I got it together though later. They began to respect the arm and the bat, but that memory there. I'm just going back all these bad memories today, all my bad sports memories. The one versus the St. Louis Rams, and now this one in baseball where I couldn't hit, you know, cutoff man, third base, second base, or anything.
Listen, do you have any good ones?
Yeah, I have a lot of good ones, but you always remember the bad ones, Mike. Always remember that. Ton of good ones, yes. I was a champion.
You were.
At every level except for the pro.
I'm still a champion.
Yes. Two colleges.
Just that's right. So I have a damn whole lot of good ones. Two good colleges.
Yeah.
Two great colleges.
Hook 'em.
That's right. Hook 'em, damn it.
And that terrible academic school in Los Angeles.
Yeah, UCLA is horrible, man. You just can't play. That's why I left. Couldn't play football and go to school.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. So I went to the Harvard of the South, Texas. Yeah.
Media icon.
Yes, now I'm an icon. There you go. Hook 'em, by God.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's Brian Jones.
I don't even know where to jump in on this. I really got no segue. I really don't know what to do here.
This show, just jump in.
Yeah. Here's
Marco with your update.
All right. Well, how about we start with this, Brian? Make you feel good. Football's back, kind of.
In the shotgun, Kaiser. A receiver left, two to the right. McGee in the backfield. Low snap. He's got it. He's in the pocket. He's going long down the left sideline. He's got a man there. Caught it. Touchdown. DeShone Kaiser with a flag down as he got it to Jordan Payton in the left corner of the end zone.
All right, flag was on the defense of DeShone Kaiser, 45 yards to Jordan Payton. It's his first TD pass, finished 184 yards in that score. The Browns took out the Saints 20-14. I know it's preseason. I know it doesn't matter, but it was kind of cool to hear the call just because it feels like football's back when you hear the excitement. And that was Jim Donovan with the call on the Browns Radio Network. Not the only rookie, though, to make a splash in his preseason debut.
Awaiting the shotgun snap, Trubisky on the roll to the near side, fires left side, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! Victor Cruz from Mitchell Trubisky. Two-yard touchdown throw. His first in the National Football League preseason opener.
So is that official? We have to call him Mitchell? Is that done now? Is it Mitch is gone? We have to do Mitchell?
That's right. He went to Mitchell.
Mitchell Trubisky?
I thought he then backed off and said Mitch is okay, too.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, honestly, do we have to do Mitchell Trubisky?
I can't. He's an adult.
It feels ridiculous.
What's wrong with Mitchell?
I don't know. It's too much of a name. Mitch is fine.
Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like too much.
We've known you for Andrew. I don't know. We've known you too long.
You can call me Drew, though.
Can we call you Andy?
No, I don't like Andy.
Well, he doesn't like Mitch.
No, that's not the case at all.
He claims he had no problem with it. All right, so whoever it was, Mitchell, whatever the hell his name is, he hit Victor Cruz, and Trubisky finished 18-25, 166. That touchdown, Bears fell to the Broncos, though, 24-17. It was Jeff Joniak, the call on the Bears Radio Network. We'll switch it up to baseball, where the Dodgers continue to roll. They bounce the Diamondbacks 8-6. Yu Darvish struck out 10 over 5. He wins for the second time in as many starts. It's coming over to L.A. Angels double up the Mariners 6-3. Mike Trout, a 3-run double in the ninth. Orioles easily got past the A's 7-2. The White Sox outlasted the Astros 3-2-11. Twins won their fifth straight. They're actually getting hot now. They're 7-2 past the Brewers. Blue Jays blanked the Yankees 4-0. Brian Marco Estrada 7 strong. Bombers have dropped 6 of 9 in the series alone, which, believe it or not, they actually won a game. They left 29 guys on.
Thank you.
29 for reminding in the three games.
Yes.
It's hard to do when you actually win a game and score 11 runs.
Right.
That's difficult to do. Yeah. All right, Cardinals getting hot. They outscored the Royals 8-6. That's their sixth straight win. Dexter Fowler at a grand slam. He drove in 5. Rays handled the Indians 4-1. Nationals 3, Marlins 2. Pirates down the Tigers 7-5. Reds erased the Padres 10-3. And the Mets drilled the Phillies 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. That matters? There's a reason why it was the last score in the scoreboard.
I wouldn't even have mentioned it.
You don't need that in there.
Yeah. Well, I give every score. I don't know. Is that not part of my job?
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
Oh, okay. That yeah. Is that part of the reason why I get blackballed? No?
The network
No, that's not it, Fredo?
It's this love affair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. PGA Championship one round is down. Thorbjørn Olesen and Kevin Kisner tied for the top at 4-under. They're one shot better than 5 other golfers, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. Both shot a +1. That leaves him 5 back. And Phil Mickelson, terrible round. He's at 8-over, obviously in danger, missing the cut. Not a good look for Zach Randolph, arrested on felony charge of marijuana possession with the intent to sell. Police recovered 2 guns, impounded 2 vehicles, and, of course, seized the narcotics, according to the LAPD. It was reportedly 2 pounds worth of marijuana. Randolph, who signed with the Kings this offseason, released on $20,000 bail. Court's date is set for August 31st. And stop me if you've heard this. Rockets and Knicks have reengaged their talks about a trade for Carmelo Anthony. They continue to look for that third team to try to facilitate the deal.
Thank you, Marco.
We do that every single day.
But they just get it done already?
Every single day.
It's complicated. Come on. Hundreds of millions of dollars are involved.
Yeah, Ryan Anderson, man. I thought he'd be worth taking on the contract. You can get off your books eventually, and he's not a terrible player, but nobody wants him.
He can shoot. Good player.
I guess not. Right. I guess not. Marco, thank you very much.
Is he more of a in the category of a Porzingis. Maybe not as athletic, but
he's a non-Latvian Porzingis. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
The problem is 3 years, I think. If he was, you know, he had 1 year of 20 mil, whatever, but gotcha. 3 and 60 is an issue.
Cool.
All right, good chat. Marco, great to
see
you.
Thank you, Marco. Hurry back, please.
Come back in an hour.
Come back whenever you want.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Not sure where Roger Goodell is this morning, but guess where he was last night on the sly.
New York?
Sneaking into Foxborough.
Oh.
To attend a Patriots game for the first time.
They allowed him in the box.
They allowed him in the Kraft box and welcomed him. I don't think he pushed his way in. He made it past the bouncer. He got himself a drink, a little thing of popcorn.
I'm surprised they didn't have a picture outside the boxes. Do not let this person in. You see this, man?
That's what NFL football is all about.
So everything smoothed over, I guess.
I guess he sneak attacked us. We were waiting for him to be there on opening night a couple of Thursdays from now, but I guess he made a dry run to see if security was up to speed, and he wouldn't get shanked on his way through the underneath the underbelly of Gillette Stadium. But there he was, just all of a sudden in the Robert Kraft suite up atop Gillette, and
that's the way to do it, isn't it? Go to a preseason game where no one really cares.
I guess. Does it count?
I don't think it counts. Just like it doesn't count. I heard someone talking about Leonard Fournette this morning. He scored a touchdown.
Yes.
His first NFL touchdown. No, it's not.
On his 80th birthday. That's an old-looking dude.
On his first NFL touchdown. That doesn't count. That's the case. I'd have another touchdown.
Well, Jeff Joniak just did it too with Trubisky. He said his first NFL touchdown pass. No, incorrect. But
preseason. I'm so proud of you.
Preseason stuff doesn't count.
No.
I mean, it counts as far as you trying to make the team, but no, in the record books, no, doesn't count. I'd have 100 sacks.
You had 99?
Yeah,
98 and a half?
Oh, I was preseason, sacks? Preseason, though, yeah.
What touchdown did you score in the preseason?
I misspoke. Another interception. I had a pick.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So how many career picks is that now?
One.
Including the preseason?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, when it's the difference between zero and one, the preseason counts.
That's my crooked number.
Yeah.
One.
Take it. One pick and one fumble return for a touchdown.
One is the loneliest number.
Record just tied.
Big old sorry thing. Damn, throw my own words back at me. Appreciate that.
So A.J. McCarron is strangely in the news a lot now in two different ways. First of all, and I don't think we mentioned this part of it, but there was a report out of Denver that the Broncos had made a run at McCarron. I guess all of a sudden not in love with Simeon and Paxton Lynch, and John Elway went to Twitter to vehemently deny this, and then again irresponsibly and incorrectly used fake news and disappointingly in his tweet.
Well, his homeboy's in the White House.
And regardless, the amount of people who miss what that means is annoying to me on a very small, you know, unimportant
level. I'm with you.
But then so we had that, and then there's another report that somebody, and it's assumed to not be the Broncos, had offered the Bengals back in the offseason a second-round pick for A.J. McCarron, and the Bengals said no to that. Is A.J. McCarron a starting NFL quarterback? Would you want him on your team?
He has started. Remember back in 2016 or 2015 season?
Right, but that was because of injury.
Injury, Dalton goes down. He goes 2-1 in that crazy playoff game where the Bengals went nuts and basically gave the game away. That was versus the Steelers, wasn't it? Remember that ball game?
Yeah.
they've had some pretty surreal encounters, the Bengals and the Steelers. But A.J. was a fifth-round pick, and what's interesting about this whole deal fifth-round pick, if we are to believe these reports, you get offered a second-round pick for a fifth-round guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
You would think you'd take that swap, right?
Mm.
But no, and here's the other conundrum. Does he come off the books? Is he an unrestricted free agent
after
at the end
this
of this year?
Yeah.
Or is he not? Because his rookie season, he was on the non-football injury list, so he didn't play at all. And so does that year count or does it not count? So now you've got these legal hurdles you have to jump if you're the Bengals, and they're saying that year should not count. So we still own his rights after this year, and A.J. McCarron and his people are saying, no, you do not. I should be an unrestricted free agent because my rookie contract will have been exhausted at that point.
Yeah.
So a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo they're going to have to sift through. But you would think with a team offering that much for him, you would make that trade, but I guess they see him as the future, or they just want to hold on to him at least for one more year or two more years, depending on how you see his rookie contract and whether or not it's going to be over, or his rights will still be retained by the Bengals.
And then, as we mentioned briefly yesterday, he's also a restaurateur. He's caught some grief from Cardale Jones, apparently, because he might have stole a concept from an Ohio restaurant. But this
what,
place,
sushi?
This place
started in Ohio?
Yeah,
it did.
From the beautiful waters of the near Columbus was the first sushi. It's in Tuscaloosa, and I'm not exactly sure to pronounce the name of it, but it's supposed to be a play on AJ and Asian, since it's a sushi restaurant, so it's A-J-I-A-N. Mm-hmm. Asian?
AJ and Asian. Come on. Asian. Where we going tonight, mama? We're going to Asians. Get some of that bait.
Okay. Pass.
What's it called, sushi? Bait?
Who calls it that?
Folks down south. Don't you remember that commercial?
No.
Oh, maybe they didn't play it up here. Y'all sophisticated up here. It's called bait. Go eat some sushi.
Well, I did hear
commercials. Don't call it sashimi, man.
I know.
It bait.
I have heard commercials in other places that say quesadilla instead of quesadilla, which is completely unacceptable.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's quesadilla. We should
It's quesadilla, but you can call it quesadilla. Quesadilla.
It's not quesadilla. We should at least remotely respect other languages.
It's armadillo. Yeah, we should, but we don't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, armadillo, quesadilla.
Yeah, that's
just
not...
Just keep it simple.
That's not at all a comparison.
Well, some of it is hard. You used to say an armadillo. You familiar with those animals?
I am.
Okay, so quesadilla, armadillo.
I've also heard fajita instead of fajita, and again...
No, that's you can't say that.
You can, I swear to God.
Fajita.
I don't know how to Google those things because you can't.
That's sacrilegious. It's fajita.
I know.
Everyone knows that.
Just like it's quesadilla. So an Asian.
Quesadilla.
Asian.
Asian man.
This seems to have really spooked Mike. You can make your own sushi. You have it looks almost like Chipotle. There's those small little canisters of different ingredients, and you just go down the line and they make it, and then I guess roll it and give it to you, which.
As long as it's fresh.
Well, that's the thing.
So you just tell them, you pick what you want, and then they roll it for you. What's wrong with that? Keep the line moving.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, you have to try it first.
I mean, the
concept
fine.
May not stand out from afar, but once you go there and you pick what you want and they roll it for you, it may be divine.
But, where are they keeping the fish part of this? Like, in these little gray canisters on a counter?
What do they keep it when you go to a sushi restaurant? It's right there in front of you. If you sit at the sushi bar, it's right there in these canisters. It's covered. I'm sure theirs is as well.
But they serve it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And it's not... It doesn't need a sneeze guard over the top of it.
Oh, God. You funny.
I don't know. Well, good luck to AJ and all his endeavors, whether it's the Bengals' backup quarterback, somebody else's starter, and with Ajian. And I hope he proves Cardale Jones wrong. 855-212-4CBS, 855.
And you hope they get a sneeze guard.
212-4227. Here's a trio for you. Kirk Cousins, Mike Vick, Tiger Woods. They're all next on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Boy, you must be crazy. You better not give my number out. What's wrong with you? I'm going to spin you like some peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bump that when I get in the car.
Right.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Some drama here, speaking of cars. One of our employees' cars got sideswiped downstairs.
What's up with that? Did they catch the culprit? Or did they just speed off like they always do?
Well, we don't know if it was an employee's car here. It was just in front of the building.
Sorry, you missed it. It was Jerry Recco, who is the anchor in the mornings on WFAN. It was his car that got hit.
Oh. Yes, so we now do know. And
my apologies.
They will do here. They probably just sped off.
Probably.
Good people would leave your name or their name and number and say, hey, call me. I hit your car. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
But not here.
Nope.
because this happened to me.
There's a text up from somebody leaving. Does anybody drive a Prius? So it's running around. Who's got a Prius? Who's got a Prius? And apparently Jerry does, and he got hit.
What is up with these folks?
Now, you might have stabbed the dude. Jerry's just kind of more laid back. He's like, well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, if I could find him, I wouldn't stab him. Choke him, but not stab him.
Hit him with a bat. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your questions to us at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple, preventable maintenance that will ensure a safe journey during the summer months. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. That is Brian Jones. I'm Andrew Bogish in for Gio one more day. Greg is back in the big boy chair on Monday after a much-deserved week off. Mikey B is here. PDB is here as well, as always. Now, a last thought for now on the NFL preseason. It comes from Kirk Cousins, the Washington quarterback. Did something that I actually might do on my way to the field. He heard a song playing in the stadium PA system, and he simply sang along to that song. So the cleats were first, and then there was Cousins, and I think that's awesome. I think that's hilarious, and
why?
I would say,
why is it awesome? He's just singing along with Whitney,
right? That's what I'm saying.
He sounded pretty good.
I
wasn't out of tune.
I'm sure there are folks who are going to mock the high pitch for knowing Whitney's lyrics, but I think this is funny, and
it
would absolutely be if like Katy Perry's song was playing, I was walking out. I would absolutely be singing along. Eye of the Tiger. Oh, that's the fun. Now, the more improbable thing is me being a quarterback in the NFL walking out of the field. That's never going to happen. But if it did, I'm right there singing with you, Kirk.
So are there people upset that he was singing? Or are they mystified that he knew the lyrics to a Whitney Houston song?
I'm sure people are going to judge him for knowing a Whitney song and singing it. Because people are stupid.
Life. Can you say that on radio?
Get a life? You can.
Life.
Yeah. The word you're taking out, I wouldn't say on the radio.
Can't say that on radio?
No. Well, it depends. What's the word? Oh, fudge? Yeah, you can't. You can't say that.
You can say fudge.
I'd be careful.
All right.
I'd be careful.
Get some fudge in your life.
So while folks prepare to protest the lack of a Colin Kaepernick job in the NFL outside NFL headquarters later this month, there is a protest of a different sort going on in the Vic household.
No fudge in his life.
No. Mrs. Vic, and I didn't realize that the Vic family was part of a reality show.
I didn't either.
That's news to me.
What's the name of it? It's the Ballers or something?
Ballers Wives. There's all of these shows now based on women who are married to athletes.
Yeah.
And I guess that Mrs. Vic is withholding the goodness because she didn't appreciate Mike saying on FS1 that Colin Kaepernick should get a haircut to get himself back into the NFL.
Right. Yeah, she wasn't happy with that and the fact that there's now more negative press about him. And
We just got done over, you know, you killing dogs.
Right.
And now you're saying stupid stuff like this, and I'm getting yelled at again on social media. So
I'm going to try to read this sentence. It's a quote from her. It's going to be difficult, but I'm going to try. It's just not no fun having you, you know, in the media again for negative things. I'm going to try that again.
Yeah.
It's just not no fun. Yeah, that's how I would have said it, too. It's just not no fun.
Yeah.
It's just not any fun.
I get it.
Maybe, you know, could have used that one. It's just not no fun having you, you know, in the media again for negative things. That's what she said. So she was withholding the goodies from him for a week. You're on probation for a week.
That's a mean punishment.
I mean, the dude went 2 years with that, so I think he can make it a week, right?
Yeah, in his head, he's going, that's nothing, girl.
Yeah, that's all. A week? Really?
All right.
Okay.
See you Tuesday.
Yeah. Make it a month. I went 2 years. I mean, I don't think he had conjugal visits while he was in the clink.
Put me back in a shower. Leavenworth. That's
one week, that's it? What's her name? Kajafa? Kajafa?
I didn't say it on purpose. I don't know how to say it, and I didn't want to mess it up.
K-I-J-A-F-A. Kajafa? Maybe?
Asian?
Any help
here? I don't know. I got nothing.
I help you with Asian. Can y'all help me with Kajafa?
Kajafa?
Boy, I get no help around here.
So, and then there's Tiger Woods, who's not getting any, apparently, from this woman who we thought he was dating because we thought that her Instagram pictures were alongside his Bahamas trip where he was catching lobsters.
That sounds like you're getting some.
Yeah, she's married to Gerald Sensabaugh. This is Kristen Smith.
Oh, yeah. I like he enjoyed it.
His glutes were once activated, but they have been deactivated, apparently. Tiger actually tweeted that this came from the Daily Mail, that the Daily Mail article is false, that he and Kristen Smith are no longer dating since last year.
Why even acknowledge that?
My glutes are shutting off.
Yeah.
Why acknowledge that stuff? It's your business, man. Who gives a damn what they put out there? And I know you're a public figure and all that, but the hell with them. And who you're dating, who you're not dating. Go live your life.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I was really almost like he was offended that he was connected to her. Like, I could see if it was for some reason a bad thing to be dating her to come out there. But if they're just connecting, I mean, maybe there's a different girl? And he's got to cover the bases there?
Well, just cover it with her. What they're going to say in the media, and if there is a different woman, she should know I'm with a high-profile person. There are going to be all sorts of things out on the internet and everywhere else about him. But if I believe in him and I believe him, that's what I'm going to go with. The hell with what else is being said, what's being written, what's being posted. I'm with him. I know what's happening. I don't have to prove it to the rest of the world.
I was in the Bahamas.
I don't know why people take that tack.
On the yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's a different world. It's a different generation. And we, you know, you talk about celebrity and all sort of. There's certain things I could understand you would want rebut, but
yeah.
This, no.
I don't get this one at all.
Right. I mean, if he was, they quoted he was with, you know, some ugly duckling or something, maybe.
Like a Perkins waitress. Then I would write to Twitter and go, that was not me.
What's wrong with a Perkins waitress?
Oh, that's a reference to the.
I know, but she.
The one from Perkins didn't look good.
She didn't? No. I never saw a picture of her.
Yeah.
Really? Wasn't that hot?
We can Google
it. She was
it.
A gnome? Google it.
We can Google it.
See, that's how much I care about his personal life. I never took the time to look up.
Zach Perkins. Randolph and a lot of weed next on Geo and Jones.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.